Welcome to a pre-recorded one-hour edition of Perspectives. I'm Joan Herman. We are just 4 days away from the election on Tuesday, and today I'm speaking with candidates in the two contested races for the Clatsop Community College Board of Directors. In the first half hour of the show, I'm speaking with incumbent Patrick Wingard and challenger Pamela Mattson-McDonald, who are running for position 2 on the board. In the second part of the show, incumbent Rosemary Baker Monahan and challenger Mary Beth Cottle will discuss their reasons for seeking position 5 on the Board of Directors. Established in 1958, the two-year college serves Northwest Oregon and Southwest Washington. It offers instruction and training in the liberal arts and sciences, professional technical fields, community education, and pre-college level education for students seeking everything from a general education or GED degree to a two-year associate's transfer degree. Clatsop College's diverse programs include maritime science, nursing, historic preservation, and criminal justice. A land use planner and Astoria resident, Patrick Wingard of Astoria is the North Coast representative for the State Land Conservation and Development Commission. He also serves on the Governor's North Coast Regional Solutions Team. He previously worked as a planner for Clatsop County and as the planning director for the City of Warrenton. He has a bachelor's degree in civil engineering and has served on the college board since 2012. He also is president of the North Coast Swim Club. Pamela Mattson-McDonald, also of Astoria, is an author, writer, artist, and former merchant mariner. She has a bachelor's degree in ceramic technology and a master's in education. She also holds a merchant mariner's license earned through the college and has taken the college's small business program. Her civic experience includes previously serving as the vice president of Coast Community Radio's board of directors. Welcome to the studio, Patrick and Pamela.
Thank you.
Thanks.
I'd like to start by having each of you take a couple minutes to explain why you are running for the board. Patrick, I'll start with you.
Sure. Thanks so much. I've had the privilege of serving on the board for the past 5 years and have learned more than I could have imagined. Sitting on the board and working closely with our president, president's cabinet, our faculty, staff, and students. In the current economy, Clatsop Community College, all of our community colleges, but in particular Clatsop Community College, is so well positioned to provide our students, our community, with a tremendous return on investment. We see escalating prices associated with not only college tuition, but housing and healthcare. And I'm just so proud to be part, to have an opportunity to be part of Clatsop Community College and to work what turns out to be with a very cohesive, we're a diverse board. We have a range of opinions, but we are consensus builders. And we understand that every decision that we make needs to advance the best possible position for our students in the community. And I feel in 5 years, with what I've learned, with my relationship with community colleges, through my work with the state of Oregon and as part of the Governor's North Coast Regional Solutions Team, it provides me an opportunity to leverage those skills and knowledge to help advance the college's mission. I do have two children, a son and daughter, at Astoria Middle School, and I believe I'm the only board member that has two children in local schools, and so I do bring that perspective to the board as well. It's just it's been a great experience for me, and I hope to have the opportunity to continue.
Thank you, Patrick. Pamela?
Thanks, Joan. Clatsop Community College has given me two opportunities to get really good incomes from two programs. When I was a graduate of an arts program with technical skills, I came to the Long Beach Peninsula to establish a ceramic manufacturing facility for architectural ceramics. And I found that I floundered with things that I needed to know about marketing and inventories and contracts and other things in business that I found were offered by the college. Jim Entler's program gave me amazing tools, and after 3 years, I was making really good money all over the country. Then, when I had a career change about 15 to 17 years later, I decided I wanted to go into the Merchant Marines, and MERTS did the same thing for me in their maritime program, and I was able to go to Swan Island, that's where the Coast Guard licensing facility was at the time, and get my Merchant Mariner's license, and within 90 days of graduating, I was making $50,000 with Crowley Maritime Services, and when I ended, I was making a lot more. Not only did I have a great income, but I had time off, a lot of time off. I also had great health care. And so anyway, I have a debt to Clatsop Community College, and now is my time to give back. And I also am a creative problem solver. I've run a business. I have perspective from my master's in education, and I would like to do good things for the college and offer my services with those perspectives and skills that are associated with that.
Thank you, Pamela. And MERTS is the college's marine education and research training station. I'm not sure what the acronym stands for, but it is where the maritime science programs are held. And Jim Entler taught the small business program?
In the 80s.
Okay, thank you. Pamela, for somebody who's never stepped foot on a community college, what would you tell them about the community college and why they exist and what is so special about them or not?
I think that community colleges are a very good bridge. When you're not really sure about what you want to do, if you don't want to commit to a four-year institution like a university, I think that a community college is a good place to start. For those people who are not sure that they want an academic career, the community college offers many things that many opportunities and skills that you can use. For example, there's an auto shop. You can become an auto mechanic. You can go to the nursing program. You can get a merchant mariner's degree license. You can get construction skills. There are business skills as well. There's all kinds of aspects if you want to do 2 years and get right into the workforce.
Great. Thank you. Patrick, what would you say?
Clatsop Community College, and for our friends listening to the South, Tillunk Bay Community College, are fantastic institutions. We have had lengthy discussions at board meetings surrounding the notion that the real prospect of community colleges being the premier choice for all students, everybody in the community that's looking to advance their education and their workforce training. I mentioned I have two children in the middle school, and both of them are college bound, and I expect them to take a year at Clatsop Community College. I expect that they will have some college credits when they graduate from Astoria High. And I think because of the cost of a four-year education, you know, I've heard it said that today's bachelor's degree is the high school diploma of 20, 30 years ago. And in so many occupations, mine included, my wife is an occupational therapist, also there, you oftentimes need to have an advanced degree just to apply for entry-level positions. I think community colleges, in particular Clatsop Community College with our urban campus, our south campus in Seaside, the MERTS campus, we just offer so much to the community and the value in the education, the setting with small class sizes, a dedicated and engaged faculty. It's just a tremendous opportunity, and I expect Clatsop and Tillamook Bay and all of the community colleges to continue to grow in this regard.
Thank you. Patrick, what specific qualities and experiences, whether professional or personal, do you bring to the board? And you've already touched on some of them, so you can elaborate.
Sure. Well, I'll mention my role as the North Coast representative on the Governor's Regional Solutions team. Every year, our convener, Betsy Johnson, brings the staff together The Regional Solutions Team is a state agency collaborative who is coordinated out of the governor's office, Governor Brown's office, and we adopt a work plan. And on that work plan includes, for the three counties that we cover, Clatsop, Columbia, and Tillamook County, several projects, economic and community development projects that often intersect with community colleges. Community colleges are nimble. We're able to be responsive and react to industry needs and opportunities. And it's our job as part of the Regional Solutions Team to work with our private sector, public sector partners to bring together the folks and organizations that can help ensure that we have a qualified and competent workforce, and that when opportunities present themselves here in the Lower Columbia North Coast region, that we've got the right people at the right place to capitalize on the opportunities. So I think I bring that kind of a unique perspective to the College Board.
Thank you. Pamela.
Good segue. I think that the flexibility of community colleges are fabulous because, for example, expanding the automotive program to include the unique problems of electric vehicle maintenance and repair would be really pertinent right now. Tesla, Mitsubishi, Nissan, Mercedes, Ford, and Kia will introduce many affordable EVs in 2018 with a 250 electric vehicles.
Thank you.
Yeah, in 2018 with a 250-mile range. We should be prepared. I talked to Tad at the Mertz Open House recently, and I will be getting a Tesla 3 soon. And so he's really open to having that enhance the automotive program.
He teaches automotive technology?
Yes, he does. And they do have a hybrid in there that they work on. So they're looking forward. And I really love the fact that you can, you know, the instructors are so open to different things. One thing I also think could happen is that in regards to the art department, why can't they teach a short business of art course for students who are serious about pursuing a course? Many of those art students who want to be serious about it go on to other art schools and to the universities to study further. And I think that it's really important. There's too much pie in the sky about art, and there's these really hard facts that you need to know about marketing, gallery contracts, snafus, inventory management, and taxes when their work just takes off, you know, and you get scared, you know. That happened to me. I mean, all of a sudden I was popular and I was selling all this stuff and I didn't know how to deal with taxes. And that Jim's program was great. So I think if students know what's coming, they might have more of an idea that, well, maybe art's going to be a hobby of theirs in the future, or they really do want to engage and make it a career.
Thank you. If you're just joining me, you are listening to a pre-recorded interview with candidates for Position 2 on the Clatsop Community College Board of Directors in Tuesday's election. This is Perspectives on Coast Community Radio. We'll be back after a short break. Welcome back to a pre-recorded edition of Perspectives on Coast Community Radio. I'm Joan Herman. In this first half hour of a special one-hour show, I'm speaking with incumbent Patrick Wingard and challenger Pamela Matson-McDonald, who are running for Position 2 on the Clatsop Community College Board of Directors in Tuesday's upcoming election. I wanted to shift gears and talk about the fact that many community college students, not just at Clatsop, but around the nation, live in poverty. They come from dysfunctional families, and they likely are the first generation in their families to ever attend college. So what can the college do to help them be successful students, especially in light of those backgrounds? Patrick?
Sure, Joan. Great question, great point. Clatsop Community College has held firm on its cost of tuition. When we see our partners in the university setting, most other community colleges in the state and the nation increasing tuition, we've been able to keep our tuition at right around $100 per credit unit for the past several years. It's absolutely essential that Clatsop Community College is affordable and accessible and inclusive for all members of our community. And so often, we only hear from a small sector of dedicated, yet, you know, opinionated group of folks, and we don't always hear from those that are underrepresented in our community, those that don't have the time or the ability to come to public meetings, to speak to issues that are very close to them, most often centered around finances. Clatsop Community College is an institution that has, in the past couple of years, dedicated resources, financially and otherwise, to advising. The board is provided regular updates from the president's office and from our faculty on our retention rates and what we are doing to help our most challenged and at-risk students stay with it, to stay the course, knowing that there are so many challenges and obstacles that life presents us. And we've had many successes in that regard. Now, we still have quite a bit of work to do, but I know and can tell you and our your listeners with confidence that Clatsop Community College is doing a fantastic job to reach out and retain everybody at the college, including those that are most at risk.
Thank you, Patrick. Pamela?
Well, one of the things that I'm very proud about that Clatsop Community College has is the WINGS program. The AAUW has this conference every spring and brings women who are challenged in either restarting their education or in changing course. And they have a workshop where they find out about financial aid, about the courses, about childcare, and it's a wonderful one-day workshop where everyone is introduced to the possibilities of how their life can change for the better. Clatsop Community College has many scholarships. It has lots of opportunities. They have the program for the high schools where students can start early, and but one thing that was glaringly apparent to me is that many students in the scholarship and grant programs leave by the 11th week. And counseling, I think, at 3, 6, and 9 weeks would keep touch with the students as to the course difficulties and questions, their personal issues and other problems, which can be nipped in the bud by checking in with you, you know, when you're a student in a program. I'm outside of that, so that's my perspective as someone who's outside of the program, but I know they work very hard at the college, but we have to nip this program in the bud of these people leaving because there are real life situations that interrupt education, and we have to address those.
Okay, thank you. Pamela, related to the critical question, what are the critical components of student success, and what do you see as the board's role in ensuring that students are successful?
I think that when you're a board member, you have to be, one of your jobs is being a visionary, and you have to look beyond the current parameters of what's happening and look to the possibilities in the future and look outside of the box. And so you work with the faculty and with the administration and the staff on problems and how they can be solved. I know that the college is full of skills and really committed people. And I think that having leadership in the board is important to give them confidence that problems can be solved and things can move on and become better.
Okay, thank you. Patrick?
Two of the most important things that the board does is to hire the president and adopt the annual budget. So as a board, we need to ensure that when we are reviewing prospective candidates, which we went through last year, the hiring process to bring Chris Breitmeyer on board, that we've selected the right person and that we are conducting our reviews regularly, providing the president with feedback and oversight and insight into the college and the board's position on various policies. Very importantly, the budget. We must ensure that we adopt a budget that advances student successes. Every dollar that we spend should be spent towards improving the lives of our students and the community. And the board has a prominent role in overseeing the president, adopting the budget, ensuring that the policy direction that we adopt is consistent with the college mission and the needs of our students.
Thank you. And what do you see as the biggest challenges facing the college, Patrick?
Sure. Funding, I think, is always a challenge. Sustained growth for the college is important. And strategic planning. The college is undertaking a strategic planning process now. I'll be meeting with President Breitmeyer later this week to learn what the results of the plan look like to date. And I think those are the three biggest challenges. I can go into detail if you'd like, but it would be funding, sustained growth, and our strategic planning.
And by sustained growth, do you mean increases in enrollment?
Yeah, I think that the college has opportunities to grow its enrollment, and it's important that we're able to do that.
Okay, thanks. Pamela?
One of my tenets is do the best with what you have. I really think that we have in the board and the college the ability to solve all the problems for the future as far as enrollment and satisfying student needs. There's a lot of resources there that aren't being used. And I'm curious, if I do become part of the board, to find out more about how we can use what we have to do the best we can.
Any specific resources that you would pinpoint?
Well, for example, I was on the Mertz campus, and I noticed that there was a old building down by the docks, and I asked what it was, and they said, oh, that's just an old Army building that we have meetings in. Well, I saw it as a perfect opportunity to have the construction skills department restore that building. I mean, could they make that another useful classroom for the college? They could repair the roof. I don't know what the foundation may need work. I mean, basic construction skills could be used to restore that.
What specific projects, Pamela, would you like to take on or goals would you set for yourself as a board member, other than what you've already talked about?
I'm really interested in the budget money and how things are spent. I mean, when I was a business owner, that's how I discovered what was lacking and how I could economize. And I have a lot of creative problem solving skills as far as money is concerned. And so I would be very interested in working on the budget.
All right. Patrick.
Sure. The disposition of the Performing Arts Center and the associated properties down the hill from the main campus. We have challenges associated with the old church, and we have opportunities associated with those properties. And as a land use planner, as one that previously had conducted buildable lands inventory in the city of Astoria, have worked in and around redevelopment and development projects, I'm very excited to have a role in the future of those buildings and the property. So that would be one project that stands out. And then, of course, the unveiling of our redeveloped Patriot Hall Health and Wellness Center. That is very exciting. And I look forward to learning from our staff and working with our staff and how we plan to program and use that, put that building to good use for the community.
And when is that supposed to be open?
In about a month. Okay. Mid-June, the commencement ceremonies are planned to be in Patriot Hall.
So
in about a month.
Okay. And getting back to what you just mentioned about the Performing Arts Center, the college owns that building. I'll ask each of you, but what do you think should happen to it?
The community has wide-ranging opinions about that. As I have learned, in particular through the LNG hearings, being involved in those for the past several years, we have a very sophisticated and engaged citizenry. I want to understand from the community what the best fit for those buildings and the property is. I have my opinions, but as an elected official, I want my constituents to help to inform me what the best possible outcome for those properties are. But in the end, I will vote on what advances our core responsibility, which is to our students.
Okay. Pamela?
There's a lot of passion about the PAC.
There is.
And so I really think that we have to listen to what people want and find out what the best financial fit is for the college. But like Patrick says, our original idea, our original focus is for the students of the college. The Josie Pepper building used to be a daycare center.
Just across the street.
Right. Josie Pepper started the first daycare center for the college, actually in Astoria, I think. And I mean, we don't have any dedicated facilities for childcare at the college. There are an awful lot available here in the city, though. So that has changed. But who knows? There's a lot of potential. But I think we should listen to people and what they want for those two buildings.
All right. Unfortunately, we are at the end of the first half of the pre-recorded show. I want to thank my guests, Patrick Wingard and Pamela Matson-McDonald, who are running for Position 2 on the Clatsop Community College Board of Directors in the upcoming Tuesday election. The two-year college provides education in the liberal arts and sciences, as well as vocational training and pre-college level education for students from around Northwest Oregon and Southwest Washington. This is Perspectives on Coast Community Radio, and I'm your host, Joan Herman. Don't go away, though. Coming up in the next half hour, Position 5 incumbent Rosemary Baker Monahan and challenger Mary Beth Cottle will discuss why they're running for the Clatsop Community College Board of Directors. Welcome to the second half of a one-hour election edition of Perspectives. I'm Joan Herman. We are just 4 days away from the special election on Tuesday. With that in mind, today I'm speaking with candidates in the two contested races for the Clatsop Community College Board of Directors. In the first half of the show, I interviewed incumbent Patrick Wingard, did I pronounce his name correctly, and challenger Pamela Matson-McDonald, who are running for Position 2 on the board. In the studio now are incumbent Rosemary Baker Monahan and challenger Mary Beth Cottle to discuss their reasons for seeking Position 5 on the board. The two-year college, which has its main campus in Astoria, provides education in the liberal arts and sciences, as well as vocational training and pre-college level education for students from around Northwest Oregon and Southwest Washington. Incumbent Rosemary Baker Monahan of Seaside is serving her fourth elected term, currently as the board's chairperson. She holds a bachelor's degree in forest management and a master's in adult and continuing education from Washington State University. She is a board member of Clatsop Economic Development Resources and the Lewis and Clark National Park Association.
Rolling.
Challenger Mary Beth Cottle of Cannon Beach has 23 years of experience as an educator, working with students from kindergarten through the college level. She has teaching experience in literacy, English as a second language, and technology. She holds an undergraduate degree in biology from the University of York in York, England, and has done graduate work and holds a teaching certificate from the New Mexico Highlands University. Welcome to the studio, Rosemary and Mary Beth.
Thank you.
Hello.
I'd like to start by having each of you take a couple minutes to explain why you are running for the board. So, Mary Beth, I'll start with you.
I grew up in a Kennedy household, and with my parents taking the words, ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country, very seriously, and always pushing us to be giving back to the community. So I've been involved in a lot of volunteer work all my life. Having been an educator for 23 years, I've been looking for better ways to do things in the education field, trying to change from the bottom up, and I kind of feel like this might be a good opportunity to try from a different level to help make things work more smoothly. That's part of it.
Okay, thank you. Rosemary?
Well, similarly, I had a similar childhood and influence from my parents. I've always thought that community service and volunteering and being involved in things was part of your civic duty and just made all of us work together well, and we could all together work towards something better. But mainly, my focus has been in everything that I've volunteered for over the years. My focus has always been access to education and economic development, particularly in the small communities that we all live in. It's so important, and we are living in a global economy no matter where we live, and I think that an educated society is, especially these days, really, really necessary, and it benefits us all in so many ways.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Now, there are many different boards you could be running for. So what drew each of you to the community college, that board specifically? Mary Beth?
This sounds a little silly, but it's actually what I qualified for by where I live. So it sounds a little trite, but you do what you can.
Definitely.
And education is my passion. So it seemed like the right choice.
Okay. Rosemary.
Well, originally, to be honest, I was at the time, four terms ago, I don't like to emphasize that because it's still fresh and important to me, and I'd like the opportunity to do another term. But when I was originally approached, there had been a big spat on the college board, and a few board members had resigned. It was back when they were looking at putting the college completely at Mertz and taking it off the hill. And the community was
end of Astoria.
Right. The community was wondering where the best place was for the college. And being from South County in those days, they were specifically looking for someone to represent South County. And as I was mayor of Seaside, they approached me. I came up and interviewed and was appointed and then ran for the seat the next year and four terms after that. So three
You're
terms
still here?
That. Still mm-hmm. here. And it's been a long, if I may, a long, anyone who's been with us for all that time, we've been through some tough times and we've made some hard decisions. And we're now at a point where we can kind of look ahead and maybe think about what's in our future and do some exciting and new things. And so that's kind of really the answer of why I'm interested.
Okay.
In staying on.
Well, that leads into another question then. Do you have any specific goals or projects that you would really like to sink your teeth into if elected to the board? Mary Beth?
Oh, boy. I'm still really learning about the college. There's so much that's going on there that's really positive. I do think that, boy, that's such a broad question. I think that there are challenges that face students trying to, or face community members trying to think about coming to the college. And some of them are finding a place to live while they're attending college. I don't know how to solve that one, but I do think that it needs to be a countywide effort that would find a solution. There's going to have to be a real desire and motivation across the board for employers, mayors, county commissioners, and the college has to be part of that solution. I believe that's one issue. Another one is to increase the inclusivity, the diversity of the campus. And I know that there are some really exciting things coming up. I was at the budget meeting yesterday, and boy, you guys are doing a great job. so there's going to be an ESL and Spanish-speaking teacher coming on board to help the second language students that are there to really be better participants at the college. And that's going to make a huge difference, I think, in my opinion, as an ESL teacher. But those are two things that right off the top of my head. I just think there are a lot of exciting things that are happening at the campus. I would be just very excited to be a part of that movement forward and the growth.
Great. Thank you. Rosemary.
Well, this is going to be challenging for the voters because I totally agree with everything she just said.
Well, and I've agreed with everything you've said. So, you know, it's really hard to be sitting next to you.
I know.
And
this
saying,
is,
well, shoot. You
this
know,
is going to be.
Can we go at this
maybe
together?
Maybe we can share it and, you know, take turn. Yeah.
Yeah, anyway. Go ahead.
For me, the things that I've kind of worked on, and it's exciting about the Spanish ESL coming on board, because we have been talking about a diversity plan for a while, and I know Tessa's very frustrated that it's taking so long, as am I, but it now is in the strategic planning process, and that will be coming to the board this summer in as part of our retreat. And so we're finally making those beginning steps of developing a diversity plan, and that's really very exciting. Yeah. For me, what I've focused on and continue to focus on is making sure that we're helping the students reach their goals. So whether their goals are an associate degree or just to come for a specific training, or they need a seamless transfer, they need to be able to go from here someplace else to finish what they want, or even the most exciting thing for me is the dual enrollment, because this past year, and actually I campaigned on it 16 years ago, but we finally made it. We have this past graduation last year, we graduated four people with their two-year degree from Clatsop and a four-year degree from Eastern in business management. And that's what I mean by dual enrollment. And it took that long to get all of the agreements together so that the Eastern University staff was here teaching those courses so that they could get both those degrees. It's so very exciting because for a place-bound person who needs to stay here or wants to stay here and raise their family here and work here to continue their education at whatever speed they need to do it to be able to finish it and still live their life and afford it is very exciting. And we're working towards doing something with Southern in the same regard around computer technology or computer science and that sort of thing. So those things for me are exciting. Three-quarters of the people who come to community colleges are the first people in their family to go to college. And when you go to graduation, or specifically the nurses' pinnings, it's just phenomenal what they've overcome to achieve their goals. And so to be there to help get things out of their way or put things in place so they can get there, for me, that's kind of exciting.
Okay, and that actually leads into my next question. A good percentage of community college students come from backgrounds of poverty, oftentimes dysfunctional families, and they likely are the first members of their family to attend college. So what can the college do to help them be successful students in light of those barriers? Mary Beth?
I'm on the hot seat today.
Well, or Rosemary, okay. If you'd like to take that first.
No, there are, again, this is coming from a position of a little bit of ignorance because I don't know what the college has already. I know that they do have some outreach, but there just needs to be a lot of support built into the community college in terms of easing the passage from high school into the college, if they come straight from high school, and if they're already in workforce, inviting them into the college to get that further education that they need to advance in their workplace. When you come from a situation where there isn't support at home necessarily, it is more difficult. There are a lot of hurdles to jump over. And they may be emotional and mental, but they are huge. And so the support network at the college is really going to help those students be successful.
And what specific, I know you're not aware of the specific programs, but what specific types of programs would you like to see?
Well, counseling in terms of how to get through the application process, the choosing your schedule, what classes to take when, learning how to, it may even be down to learning how to appropriately budget your time for classes, for homework, for the studying pieces, when to fit in labs. It can be very down to a very minute level that you need the help if you don't come from a background that is used to that.
Definitely. All right. Thank you. Rosemary?
Well, what she said. I mean, literally that was the nail on the head, which is why the college has been looking at advising. We've overburdened our faculty with advising during the downturn in the economy out of necessity. But now, as things are turning around, we're bringing people on to take on some of that burden and to get specific, because the biggest question we've been asking is about pathways. How do we bring them from the high school and get them started on their way? We do have we do get a higher percentage of the graduating high school students to Clatsop County than the state average. But then the question is, are they still there a year later? And if not, what has happened in their life that has interrupted that? And why did we miss it? And what do we do about retention? And how? So we're looking at those systems and trying to analyze the data and be more personal with the students so we can find out what in their life path is preventing them from reaching their goals, and how can we help?
It occurs to me too, while I'm thinking about this a little more and listening, that peer mentoring could be
exactly.
If there's not peer mentoring, that would be a really good, perhaps way to help ease that path in, or maintain them.
Well, and there is some of that. I mean, mm-hmm. Bill Antella spoke to that at the budget meeting a little bit in the MERTS program. The other way is to make them more comfortable as they get to campus by we're adding a welding program so that we can start. It's almost like a running start program. They can start some of their welding while they're still at high school and then ease into the program at Clatsop a little more easily. And so we're looking for those partnerships, and there's automotive possibilities with a couple of the other schools. Seaside is interested in a hospitality and customer service field. So we're looking at how we can kind of transition them and get them started while they're still in high school And there's a fisheries program at the Astoria High School that's really exciting. And we're going to focus a little bit in the next years on MERTs in particular. And especially with Chris, our president, whose background is in environmental science, exploring what's possible at MERTs, you know, given that we're one of the few colleges, community colleges that can do fire science and ship training and that sort of
stuff. And MERTs is the what does that stand for again? I can never remember it exactly.
The Marine and
Engineering
Technical Trade, research.
Close enough.
It was originally built with a federal grant, and so that's why the research is in there, because that was a condition of the federal grant. Yeah.
All right. If you're just joining me, you're listening to a pre-recorded interview with candidates for the two contested races for the Clatsop Community College Board of Directors in the May 16th election. This is Perspectives on Coast Community Radio. We'll be back after a short break. Welcome back to a pre-recorded edition of Perspectives on Coast Community Radio. I'm Joan Herman. In the second half of a special one-hour show, I'm speaking with Rosemary Baker Monahan and Mary Beth Cottle, who are running for Position 5 on the Clatsop Community College Board of Directors in the May 16th election. I wanted to ask each of you to explain to somebody who has never stepped foot on a community college campus, what is the purpose of a community college? Mary Beth, you want to tackle that one?
I will. There are many purposes to a community college. There's not just one. I guess if I had to look at one purpose, it would be that a community college is a place where you can learn something. It may be that you're wanting to take an enrichment class or take a class for a social experience. That's a valid reason to go to a community college. It's inexpensive, it's accessible, and the instructors are generally really awesome, and the experience is good. It may be that you want to learn a trade. You're not interested in going to a four-year academic college. You just want to learn how to do something that you can make a living at. Great place to go. In 2 years, you can be trained and have experience and come out with a certificate or license to have a good job. This campus here has some great programs to do that. I heard about the one program last night that you have your 2 years in and you can start at $80,000. I'm thinking, man, I signed up for the wrong course in college.
Do you remember what field that was?
It was one of the classes in MERTS. It was an engine room job.
It's in the budget to be added, and it's yet to be approved by the Coast Guard. It's called Q-Med. And it's a starting level job in the engineering department on a ship.
Oh, excellent.
And you do start at $80,000-$90,000.
Which is incredible.
Yeah. Yeah. It's been in the planning for 10 years, and we're finally at a place where we can start, you know, adding things like this that are specific to us and unique to us. And that's why coming to Clatsop Community College is a benefit to students, is there are a lot of programs that we offer that are unique that you can't find at the other 16 colleges in Oregon. And some of our MERTS maritime stuff you can only find in two or three other places in the country. So plus we've done a little study on in certain departments where if you come to Clatsop first and then go on to a four-year college, if that's what you choose to do, you can save upwards of $20,000 in student fees by starting at Clatsop College for your first 2 years. That's the advantage, one of the advantages. And workforce training, of course, is a big advantage. But the thing about community colleges is you can take one course or you could take a whole curriculum. You can kind of you know, and you can do it throughout your whole life. It's not just something you do when you're looking to go to college. And we have folks going to college at every age. We have folks graduating from community college in their 60s, 70s, 80s. And it took, you know, life got in the way in some regards, and life got them to the decision that they made. And it's inspiring when you see them at graduation.
Okay. What do you see as the biggest challenges facing the college? I'll let either of you take that one first.
I would say that the biggest challenge facing any educational institute is always funding, mm-hmm. Because that is what limits the potential for what you can do. You have to live within your budget, and funding is really difficult. We're not in economic times yet. Things are getting better, but they're not there yet to be able to relax. And so going to the budget meeting last night, I was really impressed with how the college has husbanded their resources to really make every dollar count for the programs and what the needs are, to meet the needs of the students and the instructors that are there.
One of the big issues, and she's right, funding is the biggest issue. At one point in time, our state funding was only 15%. It's back up around 25% of what we get. But Clatsop has done really well. This year, we haven't raised tuition. This year, we're one of two colleges in Oregon that have a little bit of growth. We're 3% growth. We've set a goal of 8%, but we're at 3%. And this is the first time in 7 years, thanks to Joanne and the great budgeting that we've done.
Joanne
Zahn is the Vice President for Finance and Operations and our budget officer on the budget. Thanks to Joanne's great management with our budget and our financial department, this is the first time in 7 years we haven't had to borrow. The last timber dollar payment comes in August, and we have a big payroll at the end of the school year. And for 7 years, we've had to borrow against that incoming timber revenue to cover June, because our reserves had been used up through this bad economy. And it's so exciting that this is the first time in 7 years that our reserves are back to a point where we don't have to do that. And it's amazing.
Okay.
But it isn't time to relax. We have to have something that's sustainable, and any growth that we do in the future has to be sustainable in our budget. So funding is the biggest challenge. And the specific biggest challenge is what's happening with PERS.
And public employee retirement system for
right.
all public employees in the state of Oregon.
And so we've been gradually increasing what's being saved towards that big jump in having to pay that. And it's been coming out of payroll. So it was a 1% increase above what was necessary this year. It's 2%, so that we can cushion that hit down the line. And it's just very smart management on Joanne's part.
Okay, so you've got a bigger reserve fund.
We're trying to get there.
Okay.
It's still going to be a hit, but we're trying to mediate it as best we can.
Okay. At the end of your tenure, what would you like to see at the college?
Lots of happy students. I would say that I would be looking for the growth of programs that truly serve the needs of the population, the employers, and the economic development in the county, and all of them full of students who are really excited and eager to get through and be part of the workforce.
Okay.
I totally agree with that. Absolutely. It's nice to see, you know, now with South County Center and with MERTS being separate, there's different dynamics that go on there, but there's always reasons for even those students to be on campus. And it's nice to see networking and people gathering and exchanging ideas and the sort of atmosphere you feel like you're at college, you know what I mean, where you're talking with other students and you're dreaming the big dreams and you're sharing ideas and exploring what you can do. So that's exciting.
Excellent. Well, that's a good note to end on then. We are out of time. I want to thank my guests, incumbent Rosemary Baker Monahan and challenger Mary Beth Cottle, who are running for position 5 on the Clatsop Community College Board of Directors in the May 16th election. The 2-year college provides education in the liberal arts and sciences, as well as vocational training and pre-college level education for students from around Northwest Oregon and Southwest Washington. If you have not yet returned your ballot to the Clatsop County Clerk's Office, it is too late to put it in the mail. You can find out where you can drop your ballot in your town by going online to the Clatsop County Clerk's Office or calling the office directly if you do not have internet access. This is Perspectives, and I'm your host, Joan Herman. Perspectives is heard on the stations of Coast Community Radio, KMUN Astoria, 91.9 FM, and KTCB Tillamook, 89.5 FM, or streaming live at coastradio.org. You also can find show podcasts on the station's website. Thanks for listening, and be sure to vote.